said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
He said to her, I am in trouble and pain. Every day is the same. I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed over the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came around and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, he said out aloud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light that is in you all the time. The light of me is the glory of me. If I am a lighthouse, you are a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace. Lay these burdens down before you see all of me. Somebody is in pain and trouble, and that man requested a woman to relieve his pain, his suffering. He is in the dark and he wants light. And she guided him and she told him, start walking, start moving. And he started to move. And when he ultimately reached her, he again pleaded, become my lighthouse. And she said in reply, just as I am the lighthouse, you are a lighthouse too. The light which is within me, the same light is in you. The same light which is pervading everything. Each one of us is light. Each one of us is a lighthouse. So there is no question of begging. There is no question of asking, bemoaning, pleading. When we realize who we are and how powerful we are, then we don't need anybody. As Plotinus said, it is the journey, it is the flight of the alone to the alone. Others can be around, but ultimately we are alone in this crowd, in this world. And we have to begin this journey absolutely alone, in absolute loneness. And once we begin, we should not stop. It's a big journey. And from today onwards, we are beginning an absolutely new journey. This is the pranic journey. This is the journey which is unstoppable. There is the starting point, but there is no end point. We'll begin. And we'll go on and on and on and on and on. We are not going to stop. Because it is a journey of consciousness. It is a journey into higher consciousness. We are moving from lower consciousness to higher consciousness. And we are not going to stop unless and until we become lighthouse. A lighthouse that will enlighten the whole world. So, today we'll begin this new journey. It's a pranic journey, a pranathon. It's a journey of energy. And in this journey, our goal is to become less of body and to become more of spirit. It is a journey from gross to the light. It is a journey from grossness of body to the subtlety of soul. This journey is a journey of freedom, the first and the last freedom. Freedom from all the obstructions, from all the impedances. And in this journey, we'll realize something. All of us will realize something new. Something new about ourselves. So that we can free the channels which are within us, which are blocked with guilt consciousness. With inferiority. with blame game, with dark energies. And in this journey, we will remain very, very clear. It's a journey of energy conservation. It is not the journey of energy suppression. To be very clear, it is the journey of flowering of energy. And we have to realize that who we are, just to say that I am soul is not enough. In fact, if somebody says that I am soul, to the answer who you are, he is groping in the dark. The question is who you are, who am I? The answer is not that I am soul, but I am energy. And I must learn to cultivate the energy. So we'll begin this series with the topic of energy cultivation. It is not suppression. It is not faking. It is not deception. There was a man and he suffered from insomnia, sleeplessness. He could not sleep at all. His children were worried. Whole night he would stay awake, days after days, nights after night. He would not sleep at all. They have tried almost every therapy that existed on earth. All the doctors, the specialist, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, everybody tried his or her hand at that man, but to no avail. Ultimately, a hypnotherapist was called. And he said, I will do the trick, now see what happens. And he arrived at night. And he made that person lay down. And he told the sons to switch off the light. And he started saying, you are going to sleep. You are going to sleep. You are going to sleep. Your eyelids are becoming heavy. Your eyelids are becoming heavy. He started hypnotizing. He started repeating the same thing, the same statement again and again and again. So that man started going to sleep. And after some time, the man started snoring. And the children were happy and hypnotist was proud. And he said, look, he's sleeping. Not just, he's snoring. And the hypnotist tiptoed out of room. After some time, the man woke up and said, has that idiot left? I'm fed up of this. I am sleeping. That's why I faked it. The snoring was faked one. The snoring was phony, artificial. The journey of energy conservation, the journey of energy cultivation. Is the journey of truth, not separation. And we have to realize that who we are the energy beings. We are not the body. We are not the physical body requiring physical food, physical material, outside things. In fact, we don't need anything. When we come to the realization that I don't need anything, I don't need batteries to play. I am unstoppable today. The real growth happens at that moment. When all the external supports fall down, when all the external props go away, and you walk independent. Man, I don't need you. Woman, I don't need you. The flight of the alone to the alone. So in this journey of energy cultivation, we must understand what energy is. Anything that is outside us, everything that is outside us is energy. And the energy is outside, also the energy is within us. And people have called this energy by various names. Somebody has called it by name prana. Somebody has called it chi, somebody has called it ki, somebody has called it microcosmic light, microcosmic dust, cosmic air, mana, organ, and various names in different cultures. Today, we'll see 12 such methods of energy cultivation. Our journey is not about eating or not eating, drinking or not drinking, breathing or not breathing. This is a pranic journey where we become a pranic being. And we understand and we realize that we are not physical. We are non-physical being, metaphysical beings. So the first step is discover the energy. Out of the 12 stages, the first stage is discover the energy. To become sensitive, we must understand that there is energy around me. Everything that I see is energy. Rather, every thought is energy, every emotion is energy. And brahmacharya is nothing but conservation of energy. Celibacy is nothing but conservation of energy. Complete purity is nothing but removing all the hindrances. So discover the energy means you become so receptive that you feel the energy. For example, early in the morning, you go for a morning walk. You feel fresh air. You feel the breeze. And now, take your meal and go after lunch. Now you can't feel. Why? There are energy blocks. Because you have entered, you have put something gross in the system and the energy channels are blocked. Now you can't feel. Walk barefoot early in the morning on the ground and on the grass. You feel the difference. Now walk barefoot after your meals on the grass, on the ground. You feel they are same. You go out and sit alone near seashore. You feel the energy. So the first step is discover the energy and you understand that I am an energy being and everything around me is energy. You start talking in terms of energy, vibrations and frequency. That's what Nikola Tesla said. You don't talk in terms of I am soul and this is not body. Now you talk in terms of consciousness. You talk in terms of spirit. You talk in terms of higher consciousness. The goal is higher consciousness. So you discover the energy and you find the energy is there. You go and hug a tree. And you find the tree is entirely different biomagnetic energy field. You sit and you watch the stars, the sun, the moon. Stargazing, sun gazing, moon gazing. The other day in the Sakar Murli Baba was talking about picture gazing. Go and sit in front of Lakshmi Narayana. One is to go and sit in the afternoon and another is to go and sit at Amrit Vela. You feel the energy. You feel the vibes. It's different. So discover the energy means increase the inner awareness. You sit and watch the sensations that are happening around you, over your body, and see what happens. You discover that there is something, some invisible energy. So discover the energy. Sit with closed eyes and feel the energy. Go and sit in the Om Shanti Bhavan and feel the energy. Go and sit in the History Hall and feel the energy there. There is an energetic field there. The energy which was there long back when Brahma was there and Mama was there. The same energy you get, you enter into time travel. Energy doesn't know past, present and future. Energy is present tense. Energy is tenseless tense. You break the barriers of past, present and future. You feel the entire 5,000 years, the entire cycle as one homogeneous substance of energy. The energy which Lakshmi Narayan felt, you can feel now. Just realign. You become a tuned instrument. That's the goal. You become a tuned instrument. So feel the energy. Even now when you are sitting, feel the energy. Second step, circulate the energy. Let the energy circulate within the system. And we will see a beautiful experiment, a beautiful meditation technique today, which you should do for 20 minutes in the morning and in evening, before sleep and just after getting up. It's a very beautiful technique. It is a Taoist technique. What is a technique? It's a meditation technique. The moment you get up in the morning and you are still on the bed, don't try to get down. That's the time when you are in the sleeping and the waking zone in between. And whatever you put into the system will go to the deepest core. And the technique says, think of your body as a hollow vessel. Okay? So this body is a hollow vessel. And a golden light, when you breathe in, a golden light is entering from the head to the toes. A golden light is entering from the head to the toes. I am a hollow vessel. Okay. A golden light is coming from above and entering from the Sahasrar through the Muladhar. Sahasrar is a 1,000 petaled lotus and Muladhar is the lowest. So from above, a golden light is entering upon me, penetrating every core, every being of mine as entering down through the tips. And while you breathe out, feel the dark energy, the dark river is coming out, is going up from the toes and entering up through the head. So breathe in, golden light, up, down. And breathe out, dark energy going out. So positive is coming inside and negative is going out. The positive and the negative, yin and yang. Brahmacharya is nothing but converting sexual energy into spirituality. When the energy goes down, it gives rise to new life. When the energy goes up, it gives rise to new birth. Energy going down is sensuality. Energy going up is spirituality. Energy going down is lust. Energy going up is brahmacharya. So circulate the energy within the system. Third, align this energy. At present, we are suffering from digestion problems. We are suffering from immune system problems. We are suffering from energy illnesses because of clogged energy. Aligning the energy means you feel that energy is getting aligned in me, all my muscles, tendons, bodies, everything is getting aligned. Energy cultivation is sickness management. Third, you gather the energy. Now you want to gather more and more energy. When you sit in yoga and you see the translight is in front of you and there is Shiva Baba, you gather and capture more and more energy from him. He is the ocean of energy. He is Prananath. He is the Lord of Prana. He is Praneshwar. He is the Lord of Prana. And Prana is life. And Prana is energy. And Prana is Chi. So Amrit Vela is nothing but energy conservation session. So you grasp energy, more and more energy. And so gather more and more energy. And then next is protect the energies. Protecting the energy means outside. Next is purifying the energy means inside. There is Qigong and there is Nigong. Qigong is energy cultivation. Nigong is inner cultivation. So protection of energy. How do you protect your energy? Avoid toxic people. Avoid toxic talks. Avoid gossips. Don't go to those places where your energy goes down. Avoid the junk media. The junk channel, the junk shows, the junk news. If you eat junk, you will suffer from diseases. Eat healthy food. And the media is junk. And the news channels, and the vulgarity, and the sensuality, they deplete the energy. And our goal is to protect the energy. Become spiritual miser in terms of energy conservation. Don't let your energy to get dissipated or destroyed. Purify the energy. How do you purify the energy? We'll see all these sessions again in the future sessions, each one of these. This is just gross outlines. So purify the energy. Then mobilize the energy. You must learn to mobilize the energy within the system. Direct the energy. If I am having pain in my knee, severe pain in my knee, do I have the power to direct all my energy into that knee and get rid of that pain? This is an art. You must learn to direct the energy. Then, consolidate the energy, strengthen the energy, become more and more powerful each and every day. Get rid of all the emotional blockages. Emotional healing is energy cultivation. We all are emotionally hurt, carrying with us childhood trauma, sensual and sexual traumas within us. The journey of higher consciousness is the journey of healing. Become a divine healer. Next, transform the energy to higher channels. Next, unify the energy. You and the world, the universe. The universe is the ocean of energy. So your energy should unify with the energy of the universe. You become one creature. And when the energy is unified, you will start that feeling of gratitude will come in you. Some person is suffering, you will feel as if I am suffering. The sense of gratitude will arise. The sense of oneness, love for each and every human being will arise. The real love for each and every human being, not a faked one, not an artificial one, but the real love. None should suffer. And how can I help everyone throughout the day? Even if I have to go out of my way, how can I help somebody? Even if my duty hours are finished and somebody is coming at my door, how can I help? Even if it is a time of my sleeping, how can I get up and attend somebody? Because the soul is hungry and the soul is thirsty and the soul needs. The pranic journey is the journey of love. The pranic journey is the journey of
healing.
The pranic journey is the journey of gratitude. The pranic journey is the journey of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. And the last, transmit. You become a healer. You can transmit your energy to somebody. This is a very powerful stage. You can transmit your energy to somebody else. You feel that somebody is suffering, somebody is in pain. You go. We call this Sakash. But Sakash is not just a theoretical technique or a verbose phenomenon or a mental verbal diarrhea. Sakash is condensed energy. Sakash is consolidated energy. And you cannot give unless and until you have. So discover the energy, cultivate the energy, align the energy, gather the energy, protect the energy, purify the energy, mobilize the energy, direct the energy, consolidate the energy, transform the energy, unify the energy, and transmit the energy. You become solarium, a sun. You no more beg. I am a lighthouse, you are a lighthouse too. So, two homework for today. First, meditation technique. What is the meditation? I sit, I am a hollow vessel, and a column of golden light is pouring down upon me. A column like this. A column is coming. And it is entering me, and I am feeling that entering of golden light, and it is going through my toes. And the next time when I breathe out, the dark energy, the dark river is going out and moving through my toes and going out through my head. So meaning meeting of positive and negative. So practice this meditation today. This is one. Second, just go and sit anywhere and feel the energy. You know what is advanced yoga? There is a picture, just show. One person is doing yogasana, very heroic yogasana, putting this, putting leg here, putting leg down. So that is one, that is known as yoga. And what is advanced yoga? Advanced yoga is just sitting like this. Advanced yoga is this. Closed eyes, you sit. This is advanced yoga. And the simple yoga is doing heroic asanas. That is KG1 and KG2, kindergarten. If you can sit in a chair for 1 hour without moving, in adhishthan, you are a yogi. If you can control your all tendencies and if you can watch the sensations, with samatha, with equanimity, you are a yogi. So journey has begun, and if the journey has begun, I cannot stop now. I break down, only alone I will cry out loud. You will never see what's hiding out. I put my armor on, show you how strong I am. I put my armor on, I will show you that I am unstoppable. I am a Porsche with no brakes. This car has no brakes. The car has started. The journey has begun. I am invincible. I win every single game. I am so powerful. I don't need batteries today. I am so confident. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. So let's begin this journey of energy. And be in touch with nature. Feel nature. See nature. Love nature. Love the trees. Love the chirping of the birds. Talk with nature. Talk with trees. You will be more close to yourself. Talk with human beings, your energy go down. Talk with sky, your energy will go up. Go in the crowd, your energy goes down. Go in solitude in nature. Gush of energy comes up to you. A flood of energy, a river of energy. You become an ocean of energy. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods. Feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.